Curious Couple, episode 27.
You're tuned into The Curious Couple for the Curious Ear with your hosts, TNA. Get ready to have your curiosity piqued while exploring what it's like to live out fantasies with this fun, fit, and sexy duo.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode. I'm T.
And I'm A.
And today we have special guests with us. As you guys know, the single guy and the Dallas unicorn, Sam and George. Welcome back.
Hey, hey.
Hey there.
First time we've had them both on at the same time. This should be fun.
We actually have our clothes on though, so don't worry.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's...
Well, we're going to pretend like you don't.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
So, we put out this last podcast for you guys of us going to the Dallas pool party, and George and Sam both listened to it and were sending us texts about it saying they want to give their perspective on the evening, and we thought that you guys would enjoy that little spin on things. So here we go.
It's always fun to hear other people's what's going through their mind during the same kind of encounter.
Right.
So I think that's fun. Well,
there were so many things that happened that night that were just,
it was a long day.
They literally ran the gamut from hilarious to amazing to, you know, incredibly sexy and back again. So
right.
while I was listening to it, you know, you talked about hearing someone else's podcast at one point. You mentioned this, I think, the last time we talked, and you said, no, I wanted to text them. I wanted to call them right then, realizing that they had recorded it weeks earlier and you couldn't really, you know, it wasn't a call-in show. So
right.
That's kind of what I was thinking was, man, it would be great. And that's why when I called you, I said, hey, what do you think about doing this? Because it would be neat to, while you guys were doing one thing, there were these other things going on, and
mm-hmm.
I thought that'd be kind of neat to hear some other, you know, perspectives on it.
So let's start with this. So anything that we talked about that maybe we were perceiving one way that you guys went, oh man, they were, you know.
So one of you said that you thought that I was wanting the play to start sooner, that I was frustrated mm-hmm. that the play hadn't started sooner. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And the funny thing is that George wanted to start the playing, and I about had a full-on panic attack because I was not ready.
Yes, and yeah, that which brings to mind something also that you alluded to, or you two said at the very beginning of the podcast, was that something about, and A, I think it was you, said George was in a mood, or what was that?
Oh, no, that was as we walked through the door. Sam said,
yeah,
hey, we don't really play until the evening, but I don't know, George is kind of in a mood. This may start a little sooner.
In the mood. Okay,
yeah.
I thought you said George is in a mood, like, oh, he's in a mood, so everybody give him a wide.
No. Like a wanting to play kind of.
Yeah, like frisky mode.
Oh,
yeah.
Absolutely. Well, now, also keep in mind, I had just come back from 8 days at Hedo in Jamaica.
Yeah, that's
true. With literally no clothes, and my hormones were still raging.
We could probably spend an hour just talking about that.
It put me back outside in the sun at a pool with a whole gaggle of livestock.
Well, and before anybody got there, he's like, I need you to have your top off when everybody comes. I'm in hostess mode. I'm not quite there yet, babe.
That's awesome.
And he's like, well, you need to lead the charge. I said, I will lead the charge when I'm damn good and ready. And then the AC went out, so we had AC guys wandering through the house.
Oh, that's right.
So
yeah,
that held things off for about 4 hours while those AC guys were wandering through past the sex wing.
They wouldn't have minded.
You know, I don't know if they would have ever left.
That's like a movie plot right there.
Yeah.
I think I've seen that Skinemax film.
That was funny.
Yeah.
Those guys did all they could to stay. It was, I think they were making up problems that the
mm-hmm.
ace get.
But yeah, I thought that was funny that your perception was that I was anxious because I wanted things to get going, and it was the exact opposite. Because I had been in hostess mode for like 4 hours, I hadn't relaxed and unwound and had a cocktail and gotten into sexy mode,
yeah,
you know,
mm-hmm.
and so I wasn't ready to play yet.
And I have one there was only one other thing I can think of that stood out in my mind, and it was later in the podcast. And, hey, this is for you specifically, and it's probably something we can remind me as we talk. We'll get around to it when we get to talking about the actual use of the sex swing. Remind me to tell you something, because it's an interesting thing that your perception of it and my perception are entirely different. For very understandable reasons, when I tell you, I think you'll say, "Oh, I get it." Or just remind me.
Okay. We're gonna leave that out. What? Let's hear it.
You want me to go ahead and jump to it?
Yeah. Why not?
Why not?
Okay. So there's a thing that I tend to do in the lifestyle in general, and it's something that I strive to. How would I say this? It's not hedging. It's not straddling a perception. What it is. And I was actually talking to someone the other day after I heard the podcast, I was talking to a friend of mine. I said, man, it really is tough to spend time with a couple and keep both of them on the same page, understanding that I understand what my role is. And I'll give you an example. I'll give you this example. You said, A, in the swing, when you and I were it was really good, really getting good. It'd been good for a while. And T started to move around from holding the swing to, at least that was my perception, was it was time. And so I started to back away. Now, what you said in the podcast was that I said to you, oh, well, here's the guy that they can do this right.
Uh-huh.
And I'm paraphrasing. Here's the thing. I'm very aware of husbands always. Yeah. And there comes a time when I decide, and it's arbitrary, that I don't want it to be selfish or just all about me and what I got going on. So I'll back off, or I'll redirect, or I'll do something like that. In this case, I saw the opening and I was literally giving you, like, it was a compliment. I was actually trying to say to you, oh, this will be good. Here's the guy who really knows your body well.
Yeah.
And you said in the
podcast, and I took it as you were tired.
Or I guess he's bored or he's over it. Yeah. And the thing is that it's damned if you do, damned if you don't for single guys sometimes,
yeah.
or for me, where I can't speak for all, but for me, because I'm looking at it like I need to make sure that I don't overstep my boundary with the husband.
Yeah.
At the same time, I need to make sure that I don't understep my.
Right. Well, and I will say that it is something, a quality about you that is recognized, because I don't know that I shared this on the podcast, but I know I shared it with T later. There was a point somewhere before that where you, I think, said to Sam, will you make sure T is okay? Or you made some gesture to her like, is he okay? Is he? And I remember in that moment thinking, gosh, he cares more about what he's doing over there than I do right now. And it almost made me feel bad. So it is something that I recognize and appreciate.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you do.
And you know, let me say too, that I think that group of people, we all try very hard to sort of read the room as it's all happening and fill in any gaps, pun intended, as they happen. You know, I know that both of those wives that were there, they do that very proactively.
Oh, and yeah. They're awesome.
Here. T was standing to the side of the swing. And George was still over there, and I was sort of on my knees. And because we haven't really played together before, I didn't really know what your dynamic was and whether or not, because she couldn't see you from where mm-hmm. she was, mm-hmm. you know? Right. And so I was like, pardon me, but can I help you with that? Mm-hmm. Gesturing at your penis. And right. you're like, oh, certainly, come on over. So, you know.
So, no, and here's something too. And just since we're all, you know, bearing our souls and the lifestyle of what we think and how we think. Oh, let me say this also, by the way. I was with another couple before we got the swing thing going, and they're really good friends of mine, and in the course of inviting them and hoping that they'd make it, because they don't make too many things. I was so excited that they were there. One of the things I ran into with them early on in this whole lifestyle experience for me years ago was, he came back to me and told me this. He said, man, when you guys are together, she looks at you in a way that she only looks at me, and that messed my head up. Well, he and I are really close now, and I think it's because we talked that out. And it's directly me telling you that is to tell you, just like when I backed away from the swing, I had to make sure that she also understood, because I was redirecting earlier with them. I had been with her for a while there while everybody was kind of playing. And so I, so that couple, when I was playing with them before we did this whole swing thing, I actually redirected her. I said, hey, please, let's make sure he's okay. Because I was a little concerned, because once she gets going, she really gets going. And that's not just with me. She's really, really sexual. But sometimes he picks up on that. He told me, again, way back when, he said, you know, with a lot of times she's kind of unplugged in this thing. It's very much like porn. Like, you know, she's, it's not that she's blank or glazed over, that she's not enjoying it, but it's not like our intimate. And for whatever reason, when you guys were doing your thing, it really messed with my head. And I've never forgotten that. And that was really, that informs a lot now. I remember that encounter, and it informs a lot of more recent ones where, again, we were doing our thing, and A, it was, I mean, just so you, let me just tell you for the record, that was amazing. That was,
it was fun,
you but... in that swing, and knowing that, you know, that's a, you and I, just in general, that's a rare occurrence. And that's something that I just want to make sure that I thank both of you for just allowing me to, for that to happen. That was cool. And as you could tell when we were in the hot tub, I think it was at the hot tub, and someone said to you, A, we would all love to see you in the swing. And that's when you looked up at T and said, you know, is this okay? And he looked at you and said, well, you're the, you know, and I, we were all enjoying that, by the way. That was a hoot. Once the two of you squirm and one goes,
I don't know if he was enjoying it as much as we were in that moment.
Well, and I didn't know what the hell was going on.
Well, here's kind of what was going on, because I was watching him close enough to know that he had no idea what we were talking about. He had found the cute little thing that walked in and was very engaged in conversation with her, so much so that a lot of what we were saying, even though we were all right there, he wasn't zero part of. So when we come out and we're like, hey, let's go in and start this, I'm thinking he's been chomping at the bit all day, like walking through the living room to see if you guys are doing anything. And so I thought, oh, he's going to love this. We're ready to go. And that wasn't exactly his.
Right, because I misinterpreted what you were saying. I thought, well, you...
I was sitting with Elle's husband across from the hot tub, watching this whole thing go down. We were sitting there looking at each other, watching this all go down. A had had a couple of drinks by this point, and George was in her lap, and L was sitting right next to her. And A and L were talking about the swing and playing, and there was some giggling and a little bit of ass grabbing going on. And the husband and I are over there just sort of laughing, and T is coming back and forth. He had come and brought a drink, and he had walked away, and then he'd come back. Like, you were coming and going.
Yeah.
And so you're kind of standing outside the hot tub.
Mm-hmm.
And A said something about, I don't remember the exact deal, something about being ready to play, whatever. George is sitting in front of her just with eyes wide, just waiting to figure out what's going to happen. He's not even interjecting at this point.
Right.
So then L is like, well, you know, it would be really hot to see you in that swing. Then she's like, oh, well, T is right behind me. So she turns around and she says, hey, is it okay with you if she's in the swing? And the husband and I look at each other, and he's like, she just put him on Front Street. Look at his face. And you were like,
so you understood where I was coming from in that moment. Like, she's going to go off and have sex in the swing.
We all knew that it was you two going to be in the swing, and we were going to go in there and facilitate.
Yeah.
Like, that's what we all assumed.
That was the assumption.
Everyone except for me.
Yeah.
It didn't derail. It just sort of...
No, it didn't. And he's just not used to me being the one like, hey, let's go do this. We're going to go...
Well, I
almost said... Now, you know, T, we mean you two. We're just going to help.
Yeah, but you could have thrown me a bone there.
There was some schadenfreude going on there, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think there was a little bit of an FU, because you were over in the corner talking to the little Hispanic girl.
An FU from who?
From A.
Yeah.
She was like...
She's shaking her head. She's nodding her head, yes.
A little bit.
Are you nodding your head yes?
No, not that that was intentional, but I see what she's saying. Like, well, but and that's
talk in the corner to her. Well, how about I go get in the sling then?
Yeah, no.
Well, so
he knows better.
So here's the reality of our relationship. Like, for her to do that without like even giving thought of what I'm thinking, doing, or feeling was totally uncharacteristic. And I was like, well, you know, I've been encouraging her to be more confident and be more bold, and you know, I'm turned on by it. But it also, in that moment, gave me like the like butterfly sick stomach feeling, and I'm like, holy shit, this is real.
Like shit's going down now,
right?
Yeah.
That's why, again, another reason that when I reached out to you after listening to the podcast, I said, oh, there's so much more to talk about that. That even you two, and I thought, would be fascinated to hear what we perceived watching you from the outside looking in instead of the inside looking out. And that's one of them where Sam said, you know, because we, one of the things about this that's so fun for us, you know, other than the great friends and the great sex and all those things, is the hobby of psychological analysis. We spend hours sometimes just, I mean, the things will go, did you see? Well, what about, you remember when? I remember, oh, yeah, and what about this?
Oh,
and
totally.
So in your case, we were all sort of involved in the same moment. And that's why sometimes the house parties are so fun for me, because you have so many dynamics interacting and so many different cross-pollinating, anything can happen moments. And that was one of them where we said, you know what? Knowing you like we do, and I've known you guys for quite a while, and I've seen things as you've, you know, grown in the process of discovering what you like, what you don't like, what you're going to do, what you're not going to do. And I was, and you know, T, I agree with you. I was pretty, to see her just kind of, all right then. And you were sort of, well, okay. And that's when Sam and I kind of looked at each other and said, well, hey, what do you think? And that's why she said that, was like, okay, this is kind of a, oh, well, he wants to do that, then I'll do this. And
and it's that's not funny. Like it went.
And it's all fun. It's all in fun.
It's not like it went any further than that. It wasn't like a big moment, but it was just kind of like a little dig, you know, like, all right, come on, let's do this then. You want to up the ante? Let's roll.
That's what I'm saying. And look at it as a positive, where that's how couples push one another in a positive way. Is you say, okay, well, I kind of, you're watching, and then say T sort of moves a boundary line, and you're over here on your side, and you're like, well, I'll just move this one out.
Yeah.
He goes, oh, well, okay, well, I'll move this one a little further.
Right.
And then before you know it, your wife's fucking in the sex swing.
Now, how did you guys feel? But, and, you know, this is the first time that we've ever played together and only the second time we've met. But I was under the impression that you guys didn't really play all that publicly. And that first time, and we can talk about this a little if you want to, George, but the first time earlier when we went into the main room to have very public sex in front of all the new kids that still had their clothes on, I was like, I'm not ready. It's too much. I don't know these people. There's too many people watching. And I left the room. I was like, I just wasn't ready.
Were you guys in, did you see that, by the way, TNA?
The all the people, or?
No, did you see what actually
transpired?
Happened? The little, the little vignette, I guess you'd call it.
I mean,
the,
we knew you guys were in that back room. I think I'd took a
No, that's not what they're talking about. They're talking about when we started playing, something happened in that room that we weren't aware of. Apparently.
Oh, well, no.
And, talk about the heckling?
No, that's funny. Well, no, let's
see, they were still in the pool, I think.
No, this, we can get to that too.
Oh, the heckling was like
this is actually
why
something.
Why do I always get heckled?
Because you're amazing.
That's what it is.
Your amazing boobs.
Right, yeah. And the things you do with, anyway, we'll get into that.
Oral skills.
Yeah.
So before we did this podcast, we talked about it and said, hey, do we want to talk about this? Because obviously there's a certain amount of perception. Like for me, being the single guy and Sam being the unicorn, and we have a kind of a, where we've promoted the idea of we're not susceptible to what a lot of couples are susceptible to, is what we'd like to put out there. Like
we don't squabble.
We're
is what we like to think, but that's a lie.
What's the word I'm thinking of? We're invulnerable. So anyway, we had one of those moments. And
the two of you.
Yes. Okay. And it was very much out of left field. So here's where you get to hear one of ours, and, right, I'll start it, and she can pick up from there if that's okay.
Yeah.
As long as you tell it right.
Exactly. Surprised how I tell it. So we're outside, and it's earlier by maybe 30 minutes, and she decides that it's getting about time to start moving from social hour to, you know, maybe trying to do a few things or get some stuff going. And she started to, you know, hint at that. And I picked up the ball and ran with it, literally. And so, and that's kind of on me, very much on me, where I started to sort of let the core group know, hey, we're going to get together. And I didn't specify the when and where other than soon, so now to soon. And the where, I guess, was maybe implied, maybe that's on me too, where I never said the words, hey, we're all going to put on a show right in the open for everyone. But
Important information.
Knowing me as I do, I probably also didn't go to great lengths to squash that. So everyone started moving inside and taking up residence in all the, like, surrounding the
armchairs and couches, fully clothed.
And for those who,
with their opera glasses and their binoculars,
for those who may not listen to the one right before, or the earlier podcast about this party, when you walk in the house, we had set up in the main great room. I mean, in the living area was the big sex swing that's on a hydraulic pneumatic lift, and that's, you know, that's pretty in your face to begin with. And there was also the beds that we had laid out. So in my mind, I thought, well, if this is going to break out, and again, also remember, I just came back from Hedo and a full week of stuff breaking out everywhere all the time in your face. So we walk in, and Sam walks in right behind me, and there's a room full of people, and it sort of became a stage real quick. I didn't pick up on it. I really didn't. And she went into full on, this ain't happening mode. Now you pick up from there and tell me what.
I meant, like I just said before, that I had been sort of in hostess mode. And so I hadn't really turned the sexy on. You know, I was like, are the hot dogs done? Is there ice? You know, like I was not at all in swinger mode, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I had just like calmed down and gotten my first drink and gotten in the hot tub. And I was like, okay, let's get, you know, some of our peeps together, just like one or two couples, and, you know, rub one out, if you will, like just knock one out so I can relax. And then we can get into sexy mode. That was sort of what I was thinking, you know, something real easy and quick. No one even has to know we've left. And then we'll come back and we'll work on these newbies.
You're such a dude. I love you.
that's hilarious. So at that point,
she means that in a complimentary way.
I mean
way.
That very complimentary.
No, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I just wanted to relax.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to, like, get a couple that we knew real well, knock one out, and then so I could go back and, you know, work on a couple, you know, and take some time. So George had gathered everybody up, and we walk inside, and I'm thinking we're going to take, you know, one of these couples, you know, that you guys know, one of those core couples, and go in the back and play. And I walk in the living room, and there's like 15 people sitting on the couch, people I hardly know. These are new couples I just invited that no one knew, fully clothed, sitting there watching the empty bed. And I'm like, oh, hell no.
No, let me just interject this. I had spent the previous 15 minutes basically, or rather literally, herding cats, trying to get the core group, because I'm trying to gather this couple, that color. Okay, they're distracted. They, you know, squirrel. They're just all these just constant swinger ADD things going on. And I finally got them all into one place, and they're all in that room, plus the new couples. So that's what Sam walks into. Now, in my mind, I'm thinking, if she and I just even start to embrace, other people are going to pick up and follow our lead. That's as far as I had thought. I turned to look at the couples. I turned back around. She's not standing there. She is now. And again, so people get the picture, we're in this main room that has floor to ceiling glass that you can see back out to the pool. There are probably only four people out there, and one of them is Sam, who has now sat down in a chair outside, facing away, basically doing a wave off with her hands and an emphatic shaking of her head.
I really don't think it was that extreme.
It was extreme enough for me to see. Well, it 30 feet away.
When I walked in the room,
back behind you,
I said, I don't want to do this. And you were busy orchestrating, and so you either didn't hear me or chose not to hear me. So then I went into the kitchen where our friends were standing, and I made a cocktail, and I'm like, he's moving too fast. He's going 100 miles an hour. I'm not ready yet. I'm not doing that. And so then I took my drink and I said, y'all do whatever you want. I'm cool, but I it's too much for me. And I went outside and sat on the patio.
And that's when I switched into, I cannot believe this is fucking happening. Now, what that meant was, to me,
he was going to be embarrassed.
Where do I go? What do I do? What do I say? We don't do this. This is, we're not these people. We don't have these, we don't have these problems, and we sure don't have them right in the middle of
playtime.
Yeah. And so I went outside, and no kidding, when I rounded the chair and she's sitting there, I look over her shoulder and there are 25 people looking at us
through the glass,
like we're at the zoo. And now it has gone.
It got nuclear. Yeah.
Oh, it has gone to full thermonuclear at this point. Mm-hmm. And I go, what are you doing?
I'm like, better just bring it down a notch.
And I go, you better bring it up a notch. And we're just sitting here having a full.
And I'm like, you are not going to back me into a corner, make me do anything I don't want to do. And he's like, you can get up out of that chair. And we're
having a relationship moment.
In here is watching us.
I'm like, I don't give a shit what they're doing. This is not, you're not making me do anything I don't want to do. Yeah, it was, but keep in mind though, they can't hear us. They can only see us. So we're both smiling.
And we're smiling. We're gritting our teeth, smiling, going, you better get your ass in the house. And she goes, you better never talk to me like that again. And this is all going on while you all are inside and everyone's in there kind of
like, who's going to have
just
sex?
Going, yeah. What are we? And then our close core group is really hyper-focused because they've never seen us do that. Never, yeah. ever. And because we're always, you know, we're always good time, Charlie, and let's get this going and let's get it on and here we go and all this. And so...
It was
a bad moment.
So I knew that one of us was going to have to back down or this was just going to furniture was going to get thrown.
It was literally the Cuban Missile Crisis. Somebody had to blink.
So I backed down and I was like, all right, I'll go in there to calm everybody down. Because I could see now the wives are looking at me like, oh, no, is it on? Like, we'll do something if we need to do something. So
yeah, exactly. And honestly, at the same time, I kept saying again in my own mind, this could truly throw this entire party off the rails if half the people here are new and they're looking to us as the trendsetter of the night is this what it's supposed to be like was how I sort of had it in my mind was, wow, this is going to be really cool and we're going to do this thing. And then when that got the brakes thrown on completely, well, I just, panic mode. I did not.
So was this all while we were in the swing when we first got in there? Started
before all that.
No, I think we were part of the group.
I was before that.
You were probably sitting there waiting.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, we were the ones eating popcorn on the couch.
Yeah.
So here's the end to that, though, and we realized later, very few people, if any, picked up on any of the thermonuclear war that was going on out there. Oh, a few people did. I think one of our good friends actually
could tell that I was about to stab you.
Yeah, could tell that she wanted to kill me.
Yeah.
And so to let you know, by the way, after that, we talked it out and really had a TNA moment where we sat back there with just the two of us and actually the next morning. And we talked it out and both came to an understanding of what it was. And, you know, and like anything, when you have a moment like that, you really don't have to say, are we going to ever do that again? Trust me. We won't do that again. Mm-hmm. But it actually turned out to be, as you know, and we're, you know, as you talked about, a really, really great party. So, mm-hmm.
But did you know that any of that was going on?
I sensed that Sam was a little bit off kilter. I mean, I haven't spent much time around her, but I'm pretty sensitive to people and their, you know, the vibe they're putting out. And I could tell something was going on. Uh-huh. And that's why I think I perceived it as, you know, there was an issue, people weren't playing, things weren't happening, and maybe it was
and honestly, to me, it felt like an eternity. It was
like 3 minutes. 3 minutes. Maybe.
Right. Uh-huh. So I was going to say, you guys got it together pretty quick.
Yeah.
With all that, let's talk about the good stuff. Yeah. Let's talk about all the really good stuff that went on. I mean, there was some amazing situations. Well, we went to the back room and there were six of us in there and some really hot photographs came out of that.
I took some of them.
Yeah.
Actually, that selfie is the funniest thing I've ever seen.
I'm trying to figure out how to put that selfie on Twitter.
I thought of that too, and I thought there's a way that you could just put like two look like a smiley face. You have to do something that at least shows.
I could put a smiley face over her face. That would be perfect.
Do it to where you can still see that smile because that's
her face is so good.
That is a shit-eating grin.
That was so fun.
It's the tit thumbs up. Combo like chin, I don't know. It's just perfection, is what it is.
Well, it's can a full you blown Oscar some... worthy night selfie.
Right? Well, he's like, can you take some pictures for me? Sure.
Like a big dork.
I was having so much fun. I really was. I was having fun.
Well, I've never seen anyone actually photobomb an orgy. So good job on that. That was
Leave it up to us. We'll figure it out.
You are actually in the absolute face of the... I mean, it was...
It had to be done.
Oh, anyway, what I started off that whole thing to ask was, I was under the impression that you guys had never really played publicly like that. So what was it like? Were you freaked out by it? Did you even notice? Did you just, like, power through it?
Well, I feel like we've done that before, haven't we?
We have. I mean, it's obviously not
our,
like... I don't
know to that degree. There were...
With clothed people sitting on the couch, I mean.
There were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 people engaged in some form of sex act in that room.
At least eight or nine clothed watching.
Three on the couch, two on the floor, four at the swing. Jeez.
So here's the thing for me. As long as everybody else is... not sitting there with their clothes on. I mean, people are playing, there's stuff going on. That's awesome. That's hot. It's when you feel like the Voyeur Room at Colette and there's people lining the walls just watching you.
See, exactly. That's why I freaked out when I walked in that room. There were 10 people with their clothes on just sitting there waiting.
Well, and there's also...
I'm not an animal at the zoo.
Yes, that's a little creepy.
Well, and this is also a good time to bring up the whole heckling thing in the lifestyle.
Oh, God.
I think here's a public...
Men are pussies.
Oh, my God.
Here's a public... Yeah, and you definitely need to... You have got to explain the context of that, but leave the names of the innocent out.
Innocent? Not so innocent.
She's not so innocent, but they're new, and that's where I said that this is a public service announcement for new couples.
Rule number one of swinging.
Here's the thing.
Don't drink too much.
God, that's number one. Number two, if you're dying inside and you feel insecure, but you're on the sidelines and fully clothed, shut up. The people that are exposed, naked and doing something, don't yell and... catcall. It's horrible.
Oh yeah, my gosh.
Totally. And I have great concentration, and that still gets me. I mean, I'm finally to the point where when you are sitting there thinking, I'm so freaked out by all this that I need to start blurting out Tourette syndrome comments, just don't.
Well, I did
she
not.
She started yelling, you know, fuck off, and men are pussies, and which makes zero sense.
It was like Tourette's. It was weird.
Really odd.
I missed all of that. Was it just because I was the center of the swing attention and I had all my holes filled?
And George was fucking you, right?
Okay.
I was.
Oh, and I turned around. She said, men are pussies. And George was like, are you serious? And I go, what's with all the hostility?
That's the thing. I think for her, I think if, I mean, and this is just.
She probably doesn't even remember it, to be honest.
This is a wag. This is a wild ass guess. But I think that she looked across and saw all these things happening and they were all heterosexual events, and she was obviously very, very bisexual, or at least that's her starting point, because she glommed on to that other couple's wife and never ever let go of her for
listen, I'm gonna be the asshole here and say I think she's used to being the center of attention and she wasn't, so she threw a fit.
I think you just pinpointed it. I agree with that.
Hey, listen, I'll go for that one too. I'm just saying from a motivational,
I think it's real simple.
I'm actually dissecting the motivation of the actual comment itself, because she could have said, hey, look at me, hey, everybody sucks but me, but to say but to make it gender specific,
he got offended obviously.
But well, I think she wanted the men's attention. Yeah, I think that's what it was.
Okay, I agree. But again, I think it was the reverse psychology of men are pussies means y'all aren't doing it right and y'all need to let me in there and start mowing down some muff because y'all aren't doing it right.
See, I took it as y'all aren't doing it right because you're not putting it in me.
Yeah, and it turns out she was looking for plenty of that later.
We did find that out.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we did.
But let's say that really, swinger rule number one, don't drink too much. I get that you're nervous. I get that you're new, but you're just going to sabotage yourself. And all the new girls drink too much.
Especially when you're invited to something for the first time. And you know, the core group is really looking for who are we going to invite back? Who's on the fence and who just gets flat out blacklisted? Because what happens a lot of times is we're doing that to try to find interesting new people to make the group even more colorful and more vibrant and more sexy. And
listen, and this group is not a chilly group. I mean, this is a very friendly, warm, welcoming.
I will second that, because we wouldn't be hanging out with you if you weren't.
Well, some of us.
I'm a little less forgiving.
But at the same time, that's kind of, you know, ultimately it's just great advice. It's like, hey, you know, if you're new to this and you're dying a little inside, it's okay. Everybody's been there, but you don't... You have a shot,
but how about not a bottle of Fireball, and how about you keep your shit together so that you can remember what happened and not be apologetic for it.
Enjoy it, because it's all... I mean, if it's not all about having a great time, then what's the point? But, yeah. And so, again, so many people medicate to where they can just stand it, but that should not be...
I have to interject here because I did that. So
yeah, well, you didn't heckle. You drank too much.
I didn't heckle, but everybody's different when they drink. So, I mean, sure. I understand, and I don't know that I would have felt comfortable the first couple times that we went out without drinking to that point. So, yes, I learned a hard lesson, but I get it.
I think most people do it just, you know, they're nervous, they're drinking fast.
And listen, I got shit-faced my first party and got in a fight with George because I was so nervous and I didn't know what I was doing. I walked into a party with 100 people I didn't know, my first slinger thing ever, and I drank too much.
Well, and that's a good point, because what happens is a lot of people will default to what I call the sarcasm setting, which is if you can point out a negative about someone else...
No one's looking at you.
No one could possibly be paying attention to you. But what you have in your mind as... Oh my gosh, I'm bloated, or I'm not happy with this
haircut. Everyone can see my flaws.
Or, you know, I got a horrible manicure, pedicure. This, you know, I'm so aware of these things, and I feel like I'm gonna start my period. A thousand things could, or a guy would be, you know, I can't get it up. Mm-hmm. But when you do that, it's just jacking up the whole.
Yeah, it's a bad vibe.
It's usually calling more attention to yourself in a negative way that wasn't even there before. Yeah.
So not beat it to death. Just don't do it. But for us who've been into it for a while, it's more like, hey, you know, this is. We're accepting. That's the thing. If they could get into our heads and see, we're so okay with it.
Yeah.
Cool, whatever. You know, because things happen. You're rocking and rolling and accidentally toot. Well, let's hope nobody heard it.
You've probably seen how much we laugh while we're playing.
I mean, it's the human condition.
Interesting, having spent two different parties, I guess, with this group of people is how much different it feels once you get to know these people. And I don't know if that's a me thing or a girl thing or if everybody feels that way, but I was telling T, I mean, totally different feeling from me. Like the first time we walked in on...
Talk about it. I want to hear what that is for you.
What party was that? I always get it mixed up. The flirt party. So we basically follow George into an orgy that's already in progress with a ton of people we've never met before.
Right.
And I was a wallflower. I felt uncomfortable. It wasn't that I wasn't... I mean, I still got naked. I still had fun. I didn't feel... I felt like we were outsiders. We didn't belong there, really.
Right.
Like, here's these people that we kind of walked in on. I'm going to sit back. I'm not comfortable enough to be right all there up in it. And kind of even felt a little awkward around some of the men, even. And then
are we invited to this?
Yeah. And so, and also I had the feeling because the facilitators were there and I thought, I am so out of their league. Like these girls are lining up a come in my face line I felt, whoa, I'm not in for this. And then to turn around a couple months later and get to know them and hear what was cool for us was to hear their thoughts about that night and how very similar some of them were to how I was feeling. And I thought, what? Here I am thinking we're the outsiders and you guys are these professional couples that have been playing together all this time. And they were feeling the same way that we were. And that made me feel so much more comfortable. In fact, by the end of the night, I was kind of upset that they left. I wanted to play with them. And then we're the center of the show when it got started at this party. So it's just so funny how different my mindset was. And it's the same people.
Yeah. Because you're part of the gang now, kind of.
And A, can I just tell you, it was great to finish with you.
Oh, I know. I was so excited.
I don't. Okay. So she made a big deal about that. Uh-huh. But if I recall, George, let's see. Mm-hmm. I think it was Utopia where... I think you finished two or three times with her.
I don't think so.
Yeah, because he was on like a eight times in 24 hours or something.
I don't know.
Because I remember he's like,
I'm like, what do you mean you finished? Who got it? Where was I? Like, it's a girl thing. It's a, you know, you want to be the one that takes him over the edge.
That's
right.
And T didn't finish with me. Thank you very much.
not for lack of trying.
Well, T,
I had a bleacher full of people right behind you. It was a little bit distracting.
I kept trying to turn you around so you were facing A. I was trying to slide you around, but anyway.
Well, and I had an advantage because I mean, obviously not everybody in the room notices if I'm getting stage fright, but whenever I would sit up, I would think, okay, I'm done, I'm tapping. But if I laid back in that swing, I was fine. Because you don't really realize there's 25 people in there.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, and also I think, T, when you said that about I finished however many times at Utopia with A, I think for me, and there's and A, you said this also in the earlier podcast, that I backed off potentially because I have to save myself and pace myself for
20 women?
For 20
women. Oh, he doesn't pace himself. He just keeps going.
And here's the thing. As I told you, I backed off because I felt it was time to not just, you know, be selfish, even though I very much would love to have continued. And it was really neat that we got to finish and it was later there when we were on the floor. But I think that was different because instead of with Utopia, it was a puppy pile. There were people all over us.
Yeah.
And it was just really, it was you and I. At this one,
you're so funny.
It was like the lights came down and everyone fell away, and it was just us.
Shut your face.
Sorry.
You heard the music in the background.
When you said that we should embrace, I'm like, please don't ever say that to me again. I don't want
the word embrace.
You said embrace, and it was kind of
gross. Oh, Lord. You guys are sounding more and more like a couple. You're fighting, you're embracing.
I don't embrace. I don't embrace anybody. Take it back.
Okay, so I don't know how long you want this podcast to be, but we have to talk about this.
What?
That they're professional porn stars because they
have a podcast. Oh,
God.
Oh, they drop it.
I don't care. We have to talk about it.
So
you realize that's all George just screwing with your heads,
well,
right?
Well, and you need to know, T, you got into his head with that. You have to be careful.
Is he still talking? T.
What?
Are you still going on about?
No. It's not in my head, but the fact that people.
You're stuttering a little bit.
That people would.
It's a compliment.
Yeah. I follow you. I just.
It just
we wouldn't want people to have a preconceived
notion that we are above anybody else. Because as you guys know, we are no experts.
Right. Not only that, but there comes like a, I guess like a level of expectation almost. They do this. They do. Oh, come on, guys. Like,
No, I think what it is that at least speaking from my experience and the newbies that I talked to who this is how this conversation came up, I thought. Is that explaining who you were and that you were coming all the way from where you were coming from. That's kind of a drive for you. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, there are friends. They have a podcast about swinging. And they're like, oh, wow. Like, and I'm like, no, it's not that kind of podcast. I'm like, you know, it's just about like
from
them.
Their bedroom.
Yeah. I'm like, no, it's about them learning how to be swingers together. And, you know, working it out. Mm-hmm. It's not like we're the professionals and this is how you give a rim job. Like, it's you two figuring out how you're going to do it together, step by step.
It creates a misperception is what I gathered. And again, I told you that I was inferring this to a degree. But
she went to the rim job. Sorry, I'm just stuck on that. She could have said anything.
That seemed like something that would need a lot of detailed instruction. That's
right. And very professional.
Right.
Okay,
that's because the joke I made was that people think if you have a podcast, then you must be ABN award-winning. Okay. The whole idea of it
with newbies and with other people, it can create a misconception, which is this. When the two of you, and this is what the joke was, when the two of you go somewhere being fairly new still to a lot of things you haven't done before, you have an anxiety that causes a wait and see attitude. Like, oh, I don't know if we want to do that. I don't know if we want to go to this. I don't know if we want to go back over to their house afterwards. I don't know if we want to go to the after party. So what happens is the people having the after party think, well, they think they're too good for us, so they're just waiting on the bigger, better deal because they're porn stars. And it's not that they're hating on you. They're thinking their thing is just probably not good enough for the people who have the podcast that hosts the stars of Playboy Swing and has the benefits on it. So people, they put you on a pedestal. It's not intended. You didn't do it on purpose. That was the joke, was I think it's funny. Right. You're having horrible anxiety about, we don't even know if we want to do this full swap tonight, and people are thinking the entire other end of the spectrum, which is, we'll wait and see if these people are going to do the thing we're used to.
How funny.
Yeah.
Get it?
Yeah, yeah.
But not your fault. That being said, I don't think that's like what everybody thinks. I don't think 90% of the people at the party even knew that you have a podcast.
Yeah. Well, that's probably better. Yeah, it's probably better really that people don't know.
Tell people. and just for the record, the most famous guest we've had on here is George, the single guy.
That is terrible.
Hey, I had one listen.
That's true. Terrible. And I sent you that screenshot. I'm fielding questions daily about what happened to you on Twitter.
True. Listen, she may be number one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I might go back on. It's like a full-time job, y'all.
It sounds like it.
Well, we've got a listener who messaged us and said he actually bought something for you and then you got off. And so he never got his pictures.
Oh, no.
Troll?
Troll. No, I want to say it was...
Troll? I feel bad about that.
Hey, it's not for lack of trying. Everything that she ended up with.
I really feel bad about it. Because I don't do things I say I'm going to do. I'm not a flake. I'm not that person. And I'm not like a gold digger. I'm not trying to get something out of people for nothing. But I got my account suspended.
Social media horn dog.
I know. Yeah, see? Okay. SM troll. Tell him I'll send you all some pictures to forward to him.
How funny.
Or I'll send him pictures from that party. How about that? With our faces blurred out. That's good.
Go.
I got my account suspended for nudity, which is hilarious. If you look at Twitter porn,
I did nothing to change my account. Now I'm suspended as well.
And so that was just like, okay, forget it. I give up. You know, it was just too much work.
Yeah. And I'm looking at, I switch over to the Twitter news feed and it's more porn than
it's like a gynecologist's office.
It's unbelievable. I can't take it. It's full sensory overload. So I only can stand it for about a moment.
It's like a proctologist, like
it's
study
unbelievable.
Guy.
So what I'm wondering is how can someone like she or I get suspended for a cock pic or a boob shot? So, but let me just say this: I'd like to say that I have 1,000 followers and I'm a single straight male.
Well done.
I love it.
In the history of Twitter.
All right, well, both of you need to get back on there because people are going to want to be reaching out to you when they hear you. And we've talked to both you guys, and we want you both back on the podcast individually because you both have stories to tell. So,
I have the gangbang and the DP story to tell still.
Yes.
I've got to tell Hito.
Oh,
yes.
You know, we leave tomorrow for a week at a swinger resort, right?
Yeah, we have the Desire tomorrow, Riviera Maya.
All right, so I guess we need to have you both back on together and then individually. Yeah. But in the meantime, both of you need to get your asses back on Twitter because...
We're going to. Okay,
then you have to answer all the mail from the crazy people.
You don't have to respond to them all.
I do too. That's rude.
Oh, my God.
No wonder you got off of it.
It's rude. I can't not write to someone who's being nice to me. That's rude.
Oh, my gosh. That would get time-consuming. I get overwhelmed just looking at our stuff sometimes.
And you don't even look at it.
And I don't even look at it.
So this podcast is now going on for 4 hours.
No,
so
it's 55 minutes and 50 seconds.
So,
well, after we edit out all of the names, it'll be half that long.
Have we mastered it up enough? Did we talk dirty? We haven't talked about
it. So let's get into more of the fun sexual acts that you saw or... you thought were sexy, or what did you guys witness from your perspectives? Because we saw, you know, we talked about some of the things we saw. In fact, I probably should have talked a little bit more about the DP I walked in on that I was, I didn't see it for very long, but that was pretty hot. This latecomer couple showed up and she was...
She's a player.
Man, she was getting after
it. Oh, yeah.
She's one of my favorite.
Pull around.
She's one of my favorite people. She's a unicorn as well. And just, oh, she is, I'm a fan. She's amazing. And just loves the whole kit and caboodle.
There was a really good, that six top, the six of us in that back room.
That was hot.
Where, okay, so one of the wives was tied up. We tied her up.
Oh, explain that. And you gotta, she was describe the...
okay, hush.
The straps.
She was on her hands and knees, and we had these sports sheets under the bed restraints. So it's like a four-point restraint. Her hands were tied together. Her wrists were tied together in front of her, and her ankles were tied to the two corners of the bed. So she was sort of in doggy style, but with her legs apart more.
Blindfolded.
Blindfolded, yeah. And so George got on his back, got under her, and started going down on her. Well, going up on her, I guess. And her husband was around the side, and she was giving him a blowjob. Well, I, like, didn't have anywhere to be, really. So I started giving George a blowjob. And so once he got hard, I just climbed on top of him while he was underneath her. And we did that for a while. That was
so
good.
So it starts at the top of the bed with husband on his knees. His cock is in his wife's mouth. She's on hands and knees, doggy style, strapped to the bed. I'm underneath her on my back, facing up, eating her pussy. And Sam is riding me. And all that's going on at the same time.
And there were like four people in the doorway watching that.
And there are,
yeah, that was us watching.
Yeah. And still two other, and one other couple that are doing their own thing right beside the bed, and they get drawn into this whole mix, and everything just starts, it starts turning into a Rubik's
Cube. And
then
we all rotated.
Yeah, it turned into a Rubik's Cube until all the colors match.
Then we do a thing where we rotate. So if there's three or four couples, we'll start, and you can't start with your partner because, what would you say, George?
Well, that's just old pussy.
No, that's not swinging. It is old pussy. You have to start with new pussy. So then after a while...
That ain't swinging.
Then after a while, we look around and we're like, okay, switch. And so usually the men move because we're usually down somewhere. So then all the men rotate one vagina over. And then we do that until you get back to your original partner. Or if we... Was it A, not this A, but the other A, who demanded that everybody come at once?
Oh, yes, that's her thing.
Yeah, she wants everybody to come at once and for us all to get it.
All the husbands, all the men to come. She's a bukkake expert.
Yeah, so anyway, we only got two of the three. George and her husband both came on me and on her.
That was great timing. We got that. That was good. Yeah. He and I got that down.
Yeah. And the facilitator's husband, he can come on command also, anytime.
I hate him for that. Because I exert control to keep from coming, and it's hard to...
Oh, he can come.
It's hard to reverse.
She will look over and say, okay, it's time. He's like, all right, and he walks over and does it. Yeah, it's amazing.
He's porn.
Wow.
So that worked out.
Those two are professionals.
So that was a great scene. Now going back to the big room where... Because the swing was obviously a highlight. I mean, that was cool. That worked out really well. And
I gotta say, though, the next day, my knees were killing me. I was on my knees for like 2 hours.
Well, here's something.
Thank you for that.
Well, it was going...
Can we talk about that for a second?
Yeah, I would give you that. Please, go.
Yeah, I feel like I work very hard at my blowjob skills, and I'm going to need a little bit more feedback.
I've heard you're pretty good.
Yeah.
Not expound appropriately.
You're probably right, George. I don't think I gave Sam enough credit for that.
So you better get after it.
Because... I'll tell you what, I don't often come quickly, but what you were doing could have gotten me down that road very quickly.
Damn it.
What's the damn it?
It's an amazing thing she does.
It was impressive.
I call it a double torque with a twist.
Yep, that's what it was. And I'm a huge fan of oral sex, and so that was up there as top notch.
Well, she does. It's a spit, a hand, a mouth, a twist. It's all at once.
Well lubricated.
Whoa.
I wish you lived closer. I would have you come over like twice a week.
Oh yeah, I love it too. And I'm not just saying that. Like, I love giving head. I really do enjoy it.
I wish we lived closer.
Well, hey, reverse all the way back talking about living closer and wish you could show someone this or learn that or do that. What about your record-setting 2-second?
start to squirt.
That was awesome, huh?
The hot tub. And it was T that said, hey,
get on up.
Let's see about it. And whoever it was one of the new couples, was like, oh, bullshit. And I was like, okay. And actually, matter of fact, she said the word bullshit, which with the syllables equals almost 2 seconds. And before she got to the T and shit, I really think we had already hit it.
Yeah. Like,
and listen, what's so funny about that is it was so early in the day that I was still so in hostess mode that while it was going on, I looked over at the guy who owns the house, and I'm like, oh my God, I hope he doesn't get mad that she's squirting in the hot tub.
That's right, I heard that.
Thought. Seriously, y'all. Like,
no, we didn't get any in the water.
I was just still so in hostess mode. I'm like, oh no, well, oh no, you're going to get in trouble.
And knowing him like I do, the only thing that would ever upset him is that she didn't squirt actually on his
face. On his face. Yeah, oh, exactly. Lord. But I was still, I hadn't relaxed yet. You know, I'm going to do better.
So that was fine.
Each party, I think, relaxing sooner.
Hey, we didn't really describe in the first version of this with the two of you, and then this, the rebuttal. We have not talked about the rebuttal. You haven't described what that really looked like to your audience.
Yes, where, she did.
Well, you're in the swing, but there that went on for a while with some really interesting scenarios to where one of our core group couples, the husband, actually went around behind you and was at. So you're in the swing.
She could just post the pictures.
Well, you could do that. But he had your hands, and he was literally directing you around, like sitting you on cock. Like, T had you. I mean, like, you guys were fucking. And he was loving this because it made him kind of a facilitator. That's what we call them, the facilitators. He and
they
she
were. You know, what I remember from that.
Well, he was holding your arms time, over your head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was holding my arms back. But what is so cool about her, and we were talking about this the next day, maybe not on the podcast, but she truly gets satisfaction from other people.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah,
like,
she does.
She was so into it that it was making me more into it. Like, she was like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Girl, get it. You get it.
She is so fun.
I told y'all that she was the one with the huge strap on. And so...
Oh.
Huge is an understatement.
When I got on it, it was like, it was like being with your best girlfriend, but also sex. She's like, come on, girl, you can do it. Uh-huh. That's right. Ride it. You get it, girl. You
know, that sounds like her. Uh-huh. She just kept saying, uh-huh. You know,
it's so great. And like, I'm telling y'all, she is like that every time in every scenario with every person we're with. And
it's fun.
And even when we go and do vanilla stuff, she's like that in the vanilla world too, making sure that everybody is happy and everybody's, you know,
yeah, she seems like somebody I'd want to hang out with in the vanilla world.
You totally do. And we do. It makes it so much more, well, you felt it. It makes it so much more relaxed and easy to play when your friend's on a deeper level.
Yeah.
You know,
they're great, great friends of ours. And it's become a deeper friendship over time to the degree that one of them had a birthday not that long ago. And we went from just freaking the sheets to
go-karts.
Just to go the next day, literally got up, had brunch and go-karts and miniature golf and bumper boats. It was a blast. It was so much fun. And I remember thinking this. I remember looking while it was going on the next day, looking across at all of us and interacting, thinking, this is the coolest thing to be able to do this and it not be weird or awkward. These couples are operating at such a mature level of the lifestyle that it's just cool. Nobody has a concern or a fear that a husband's going to leave a wife for another wife or someone's going to, you know, overstep a boundary. It's not possible now. We
trust each other. We talk about sex. We text each other and we talk about sex all day, every day. And it's not awkward or weird or, you know, it's like one wife is texting the other husband in a group text with all of us like, hey, did you get that restraint for me for when I come by next weekend? And the other husband's like, yeah, she can't wait for you to tie her down. We keep talking about it. You know, it's just like you would a meatloaf recipe.
That's awesome.
It's just
the norm. And by the way, so that you know this too for next time, and I meant to tell you this at the end of the party, I was so exhausted myself when you guys were packing up and heading out, and I said, hey, are you going to go over to the other couple that's in our core group? And and he's the fantastic chef, and they're an amazing couple, and they have that gorgeous house. We have parties there too. And they have the brunch the next morning. And when I asked you, you guys were like, I can't do anymore. And I kept thinking, you've
are
thought
thinking
they were still playing
like,
of it.
Like,
yeah.
Like,
oh, no. We no. We were well, just that was. I'm going to take the blame for that because I hit a wall. I think I was talking to Sam about this. Like, I got to a place that night where I was not as drunk as the rest of the people that were still around.
They were pretty drunk.
And yep. I just got to a point where once I've had too much of that, I'm done and I just want to be alone with tea.
Yeah.
And
well, I think what he's talking about is the next day, too. Oh. And for
what
us...
is it's my hope that next time you guys will take us up on the offer because you've done brunch before
yeah.
with
yeah,
us.
Yeah, yeah, we have.
The thing is, though, with what we're doing... Sunday. We're driving four
yes.
hours back
yeah.
home, so
we
it's
had
like
to get kids that day.
Yeah, and yeah. and it was a day where I needed to get we needed to get the kids earlier than normal, so we were just hitting the road. Yeah. But I
well,
agree.
That was a party hard party too. I mean that was.
And listen, I hear you. I'm the same way. I don't like big groups of people typically, and that kind of socializing wears me out
yeah.
to the point where I need quiet and like to
yes.
bed out and watch a movie the next day because it really takes it out of me.
Yeah. yeah. Well, and I can rally for a long time and it was fun, but it went from fun to done
yeah.
for me
yeah.
very quickly.
Listen, well, listen, I was in bed when
yeah.
when
yes.
right. She was.
That's you right. don't need to tell me, sister. I was already in the bed. I'm like, I'm putting on my pajamas and y'all can do what you want, but
I
I'm going
I was
to
glad.
Hey, you remember when you left what that place looked like?
Oh, my God.
Hey, listen, I spent the next... I went in there and I told Sam, and she was like, come to bed, don't you do it. And I was like, no, I'm not going to.
You were cleaning but, when we left.
Oh,
yeah.
hey.
Two and
did,
a half hours.
I did 2.5 more hours of it. Ugh. I went to bed at almost 3 o'clock, and there were...
It was gross.
There were like...
Nasty.
There were like...
We had so much food, y'all. What was I thinking?
There were chicken legs at the bottom of the... Like, there were...
It was
okay.
there
so good, though.
Chicken legs in the planters. There was food...
What?
Popsicles.
There was stuff. There was literally there was shit everywhere, and
not
that's fine,
feces. He doesn't mean literally.
No,
shit.
No. Let me say this differently.
Hey.
There was food and clothing and condoms. No, that was fun. There were the creative condom hiding is the best.
Oh shit! Hey, let me throw this out. I meant to mention this in the first one, but there needs to be some sort of sign or just a rule that if you're gonna play. And then want to eat, you can't be eating with your dick hanging over the food. Like, put on some shorts.
You know who did that. I can guess in one guess.
Oh,
holy hell.
Actually,
like, I went over there to get some food, and I'm like, oh, hell no. His dick might as well be in the dip.
There are some people who may or may not need to be on medication.
Yeah.
And that was perhaps... An invite oversight.
He may
and
have been
oh, that's not even the one.
I know who she's talking about, but no, this no.
I agree on that assessment, but that's the wrong person.
Now it's funny because you know the facilitators, they got out of the pool, and they were putting their clothes on. I'm like, why are y'all getting dressed? And they're like, you know, we have a rule, you can't eat without a shirt on. And so they got dressed and they went to go eat. It's like, you know, we do try to have
yeah.
some class, mm-hmm. but
yeah. and there's a dick in the mashed potatoes. It's just a whole
yeah.
it's a whole different party.
Yeah.
I think I ate topless though.
Yeah, and that's acceptable.
We have no issue with that.
Yeah.
No weighing in the dip.
Yeah.
Hey, you topless is that's a centerpiece in and of itself at any dinner, I'm sorry.
Yes.
You're sweet.
You won't be turned away from any meals. Well, guys, this might be a good time to unless there's any snapshots that you guys want to throw out there that
I threw you under as many buses as I could. I
appreciate
think.
That. Yes. Thanks
fun.
For keeping it real.
Just keeping it real.
What time do you guys leave tomorrow, early?
We have to leave here probably around 9.
I was wise this time. Hito was like 6 in the morning flight.
That was just
craziness. No way. We don't leave till I leave at noon tomorrow. She's on a separate flight. We get there at the same time, but she's actually headed, this Globetrotter's headed to Indonesia somewhere, Indochina. Where are you going?
Bali.
Bali.
I go from Cancun to Bali because my life is rough.
Yeah, because
no,
we're
kidding.
Obviously, swinging's not adventurous enough, so she's going somewhere that had a recent volcanic eruption.
No husband, no kids, no problem.
They closed in the airports nice. For, so she may not come back for a while.
That would really suck. Goodbye.
If she gets there and it closes in again, then she's in paradise for, I don't know.
Will yeah. you send her money?
Of course I will.
Okay.
Send me pictures.
All right.
We know people that'll send you money.
Yeah, just get back on Twitter.
Oh, hey, there you go.
Tell SM Troll I'm sorry, and I'll send him some nudes.
All right.
Tell them all. We'll try to be back. We've gone in and thrown ourselves on the mercy of Twitter with our suspended account info form fill out. Please put us back on thing.
Okay. Yeah, because you guys need to...
Sorry about all the editing you have to do, T. We suck.
It's going to be a long one.
Yeah.
I might just This may be turned into two episodes.
Part one, part two.
Yeah, just...
Well,
just
thanks for accommodating us. That was very sweet of
that
you.
That was fun. Yeah. I like talking to you guys.
Well, and, you know, the fact that you guys are wanting to do it, that just makes it that much more fun.
You know, so. I'm having another one, right? Did I tell you that?
Oh, yeah.
What's that?
August 29th is the next one.
Next what?
What we just did Saturday.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. Next party. I'm thinking about putting together maybe tandem swings.
We need dueling liberators. I don't know why they won't bring them.
We need to see if our friends that have the liberator will let us bring it.
August 29th, so put it on your calendar.
All right. Well,
you know what a liberator is.
Yep, we know what a liberator is.
They've got not just little pieces of triangle liberator you put in. No, they got a full one. They got a full side.
Sweet. Sounds fun.
All right, well, we will.
You guys have fun.
Yeah, and let us know when you come back so we can get you on the next one.
Okay. Thanks for putting up.
Yeah, take lots of pictures and send pictures.
Will do.
All right.
Night, kids.
Night.
Good night.
Thanks again for listening to another episode of The Curious Couple for The Curious Ear with TNA. You can find us at thecuriouscouple.com, email us at thecuriouscpl@gmail.com, and find us at Twitter with the same handle. Be sure to check out sdc.com for your free one-month membership with our promo code 25648. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher Radio. We always appreciate your ratings and reviews. Catch you next time.